You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions!
You're listening to the best of the Lions.
Oh, beautiful is that?
A weekly mix of 97.1, the Ticket's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
John, we are into the month of July. Happy July. It's the month of football.
Yes, it is.
Lions will be back out on the practice field this month to play in the Hall of Fame game later this month. And, well, part of what we do is we always look around to see what's going on with the Lions. And you saw some quotes from a Lion who thinks he's going to have a big-time breakout season.
Yeah, it's Terrion Arnold. Said in this about the experience he got last year. He was thrown into the fire. And this is a defense where we know corners are not just going to be playing zone. A lot of man coverage. Had 7 pass interference calls. 5 of those came in the first 4 games. The other 2 came later on. And so, ironically, who did he tie with the most pass interference calls all season long?
It's ironic. It's probably his new teammate,
DJ Reed. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, that's very ironic. But it's the experience that he got by being thrown into the fire. And he has said, I'm going to be the best corner in the NFL. Now, I don't know if he kind of left it open-ended as to whether it was going to be this year, next year, whatever it is.
Why wait around? Just do it this season.
Yeah, I would think do it this year. But and that's not what I'm expecting. I am expecting him to take a major leap this year and be a guy that is going to be able to cover one's number one receivers at times, along with DJ Reed. I think they have 2 very aggressive corners that are going to be physical at the line of scrimmage. You know, Brad Holmes has talked about there's no in his game, it's aggressive. There's no timid play. And that is something that, you know, if you see a guy that, okay, he makes a PI call and then all of a sudden he can't play bump and run or he can't play aggressive and he's afraid of making that next penalty, like you don't want to have that in your game. It's not that it's part of the learning experience. Guys will have that. They can recover from that. But Terrion Arnold, from Brad Holmes, from Dan Campbell, they have said, we didn't see that. He went out there and played the same way the next time. But and he says in this, and I'm trying to find the correct quote, it's about experience. And some of it is simply, I was in the right position. I just didn't turn to look at the ball. And a lot of times when we hear announcers talk about it, if you just simply turn and look at the ball,
you get away with it.
There is going to be more acceptance of the contact that you make because it's not just focused on the player. You are actually making a play on the ball, and there can be contact if you're making a play on the ball.
What's the significance of play? He played the most man coverage snaps, not of any rookie, of any player last season. He was thrown into the fire. What's the benefit in making mistakes as a rookie? Like, you have the tape, you have the experience, you've watched those plays happen, and now you can, I'm assuming, learn from them?
Yeah, it's easier to learn from them from the things that you've done, because coming into the league, right, all of these guys, well, I'd say not all of them, most of them, are looking at film of successful corners. That's what you do. You study the best in the game because that's what you want to be. What works for them? How do I get to their level? And then, but you got to do it your way. And when you watch it on film, okay, you know, they're telling you, okay, this is what you can do. This is what you can't do. Hey, book learning is one thing, but experience is a completely different thing. Until you feel it, until you see it for yourself in real live action, that's going to be the best teacher every single time. And now it's a matter of those guys that go from, hey, you were good as a rookie and you made some advancements as a rookie, but what can you do to take that experience and then learn from it so that you don't do that in year two? That you know, even if it's not the PI calls, but it's what are you doing at the line of scrimmage to not allow a receiver to get in rhythm and some of those quick slants? How are you cutting those off? How are you recognizing those? What are you seeing? Because he's going to be in Detroit for at least 4 years, maybe five, maybe longer.
Yeah, I mean, ideally longer because you took him in the first, but I think corners, we've seen it can take a little bit of time. So the best example of a homegrown drafted corner recently is Darius Slay, right? His first year was His second year, he was a bona fide legitimate starter, but he didn't become an all-pro until I think his fifth season.
Right.
That position, and it's because you're always behind as a corner. You don't know the route. You're reacting to some of the biggest freak athletes on planet Earth, and it's one thing to do it in college and be good. To get to the pros, and that's Justin Jefferson twice a year,
yeah,
right? DJ Moore twice a year. Some of the receivers you face, and they know the plan and you don't. And you're trail coverage, and you're trying to play physical, and you're trying to keep up with these guys, and you're learning what can I get away with and what can't I get away with. But if you are a great athlete, and Terrion Arnold is, year two, year three, year four, it takes a little longer at the corner position. He would be on the short list of guys set to break out for the Lions. And John, I know you've been big on he needs to be.
Yeah, and here's the quote. I finally found it. Even at the beginning of the season, like the PIs, it wasn't a matter of if I was beat. It was a matter of just turning your head, locating the ball. Those are things that you can fix. And I agree with them. Those are things you can fix. It's easier said than done. Yeah, sure. Look at the ball. Justin Jefferson is running down the field. You're running step for step. First of all, win. Second of all, it's really hard because Justin Jefferson has a wide catch radius. Where is that ball? Even turning your head to locate the ball, now all of a sudden, if you're not turning in the right direction, and that's part of it,
yep,
and that's part of building a book on the guys that are in your division. And you mentioned DJ Moore, Justin Jefferson, the guys that you are going to see twice a year, you're going to have to continue to create a book. And you can't just look at film and say, well, this is what they're doing against this type of coverage. And all of that is great. And that's part of film study, but you have to study those moments that you played against them. And that's going to be the biggest teacher, because what do you do against Justin Jefferson this year? When there is a fade route or there's a post or there's whatever route it is, how do you recognize that? Because you're going to see the same things.
Yeah, and look, the answer might be he shouldn't be on Justin Jefferson because they have a number one corner already in DJ Reed, or Amik Robertson does a great job in the slot if they want to move Justin Jefferson around. But I'll point out on the schedule this year, they're going to play the Cincinnati Bengals.
Right.
Okay, great. You're not on Chase. Still got to deal with Higgins. I mean, there's so many great NFL receivers. A lot of teams have a 1-2 punch. They'll play Tampa this year. Fine. You're not on Mike Evans. Guess what? You're drawing the assignment of potentially Chris Godwin or Emeka Egbuka, who's one of these elite, you know, receiver prospects in his own right. So you're going to face great receivers. They'll play the Eagles this year. Great. You don't draw A.J. Brown. You get Devontae Smith.
Well, but here's the thing. When you are playing those teams that have more than one really good receiver, the best defense is you don't just have to have DJ Reed on A.J. Brown.
You want to have the flexibility.
You want to have the flexibility of, okay, well, this is what the defense is called.
Field
we
and boundary.
Want to be able to have DJ Reed in these situations on A.J. Brown, and in other situations, Terrion Arnold fits better in this situation for our defense.
Because it's not about one guy, it's about the coverage. So you can play field and boundary. You can use safety help over the top. You can go, you know what? We want to put our best guy on their number one and then leave him on an island, or we want to put our weaker corner but help him. So there's all different kinds of ways to play this, but they're going to face a ton of teams with 1-2 punches. CeeDee Lamb and now George Pickens in Dallas.
Yep.
The Rams, we all know what they have in Puka Nacua. Devontae Adams, great route runner. I mean, that's a tough cover for a young corner. There's going to be a bunch of teams this season that are going to throw two and three receiver sets that Terry Arnold's going to have to be able to step up and play.
How about Kansas City? When you're playing against the best quarterback, Rashee Rice is back.
Right, and the play's not dead, and all of a sudden
you're
Xavier Worthy's behind you. Yeah,
right. I mean, there's a lot of great challenges, and that's why you're going to need, in essence, two guys that can play as a number one corner.
It leads us to a conversation about breakout Lions, though. I mean, is this the breakout Lion? Who's even on the list of guys that could break out? So many guys are already established, but I suppose if you go to another level, that's a different kind of breakout.
Sure, and we had this conversation when John Morton talked about J-Mo and having a breakout season, right? He's a 1,000-yard receiver last year, just over 1,000 yards, but he used the term, you know, he's gonna have a breakout season. Well, okay, if that's the case, he's going to have to go from 1,000 yards to close to 1,500 yards. Is that the next level?
Yeah,
probably. So the breakout does mean something different for different individuals, and it's going to mean different things for each side of the ball. There's going to need to be more breakout players on defense. Clearly, for this defense under Calvin Shepard to be the defense that could be a part of a Super Bowl champion defense. And Terrion Arnold, I think, is going to have to be one or two. And you can insert a number of other players, and I'm going to give you a couple when we come back, that I think on defense, The way it's constructed right now, there's no Za'Darius Smith. All right. There's no other edge rusher. It is the players that are on the roster right now. They can be a Super Bowl winning defense, but there's going to have to be, I would say, 3 to 4 guys defensively that are going to have breakout style of seasons. And I think you brought up a great point. It's different levels in terms of defining what a breakout means.
Yeah, a breakout for J-Mo is different than a breakout for Terrion Arnold.
Right.
So we'll get to some of those names. We want you guys to play along. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Doug Karsh. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. There is one news item to pass along that might have an impact here on Detroit. Elliot Friedman, Hockey Night in Canada, Elliot Freeman tweets out, don't think we're going to hear anything on Nick Ehlers today. This one's going to play out a bit. So good guy, good player with size, goal scorer, Winnipeg yep. Jet. Looks like it's going to be a minute.
Bob McKenzie tweeted out, Nick Ehlers, Swiss-based agent Andre Ruffner is obviously fielding a lot of calls, but says there's no guarantee his client will make a decision today, and it's quite likely to carry over to tomorrow, subject to change perhaps, but that's where things are at right now.
Okay.
So just further confirmation that this one might take a day or two with Nick Ehlers.
Yeah, if you look at between Ehlers and Vladislav Gavrikov, the defenseman from the Kings.
Big defenseman.
Vancouver's got Brock.
Bozer?
Bozer, yeah. Bickle. I kept wanting to say Bickle. That was the guy from the Blackhawks back in the day. Anyway, point is.
Brian Bickle. Yeah, correct. I don't
know, I'm getting confused. Those are kind of at the top of the list of free agents. So we'll wait on Ehlers. Could he be a Red Wing? I don't know. I mean, I think part of the problem is there's a lot of teams with a lot of cap space now, and there's fewer free agents. And it's my concern at this point that they're just the supply and demand. There's a little supply and a lot of demand, and the prices are going to get out of control. And people ask, why do you care? Why do you care about the prices? you care about the prices because there's a cap and you only have so much money you can spend and you don't want them to overspend on a player. It's like, why do you care about what Javi Baez was making the last few years when he wasn't producing? It's, you don't want to waste the money, right?
No, you don't want to waste that.
248-539-9797. It's Canada Day. Looking for the best place in Canada to visit. Doing that as well. Hey, we got another edition. Are you going to eat that coming up today at 12:35?
Oh, nice.
Josh in Birmingham. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Josh.
How's it going, fellas?
What's up?
Not much. I was just calling Canada stuff. So it seems really obvious, but I actually just did my bachelor party 2 weekends ago in Toronto. The pretty big group of guys. It was an absolute blast. I was blown away. I'd never been there before. Did a Blue Jays game, had the roof open, Hockey Hall of Fame, more bars and restaurants than we even knew what to do with. So it blew me away. I was pleasantly surprised by Toronto. So.
Josh, it's a great city. It is a great city. And every time I've been there.
All my friends loved it too.
Yeah, every time I've been there, we've had a really, really good time. It's so big. It's like intimidatingly large.
It was. We stayed right on King Street, so we kind of stayed right in the thick of it, so we were able to kind of navigate it a little bit easier. But, yeah, I mean, it was clean. The food was great. Everyone was super nice, and all the attractions lived up to what we wanted them to be. So,
you know, I was in Toronto. We were part of a family trip, wife, kids, got a hotel room, met my cousin Mikey, and at a Blue Jay game, went to the Blue Jay game. We're done, headed back to the hotel. I called Mikey up. I say, hey, you want to meet at this bar? He's like, I can't. Wife and kids stuff. He goes, Chet might go out. He's got a buddy.
If you got a buddy named Chet.
Well, the truth is.
That's a buddy you want to hang out with.
The truth is, his real name is Chad, but I got him confused early and called him Chet.
Nice.
And from here on out, he's been known as Chet. And I ended up at some neighborhood bar in some, no idea where I was in Toronto, with Chet. Till 2-3 in the morning.
I bet you had a great time with Chet.
Had a great time with Chet. Just talking sports, hanging out.
I find it hard to believe that you couldn't have a good time with a guy named Chet. If anybody knows somebody named Chet, it's probably a good time.
I pushed hard for one of our kids to be named Chet, and I got nowhere.
No?
No, none of my names went anywhere.
Would it have been like a formal name, Chester?
So that's what it is, right? Is Chet just shorter for Chester? I mean, I would have said, yeah, we'll name him Chester and...
Or just call him or Chet. Just name him Chet.
I'd be good with Chet, but didn't fly.
The wife was not having it, huh?
No, not at all.
Or was this child number two than in the
I think it came. I think it came closer than Booker, which was another name I wanted. But we would have been, our boys. It would have been Booker, Gianna, and Chet if I was naming them.
Can I call your youngest Chet? Would he answer? Does he know the story?
No.
How do you think he'd feel about that?
Want me to ask him?
Yeah.
I'll send him a text and see.
I mean, listen, man, you just graduated high school.
Would you prefer your name is Chet? The name Chet. see what he says.
I think it's intriguing.
So I was pushing Booker, and my wife, who was teaching first grade at the time, said to the kids, if I introduced a new student named Booker, what would you say? And they all said, Booger! And that was the dream died right then. So
shoot it down.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We got a Henry next up. Hello, Henry.
Hey, boys. Love listening to you guys.
Thank you for calling.
So I wanted to talk about the NHL free agency and what Yzerman tends to lack to do for us Detroit fans. He always fails to get a solid forward and a solid D-man. And recently, it just feels like he's just getting goaltenders.
Well, I mean, I'd say in free agency, I'm not going to disagree with that. I mean, they've gotten decent forwards, but the big impact move was a trade. Was to trade for DeBrincat. Free agent wise, I suppose you could say that Patrick Kane has been a solid forward to get, but I understand your point, yeah. But I also think that free agency, there's not a lot there right now in free agency because the big free agents all re-signed with their teams. So I don't care if he gets the forward by trade or by free agency, just get the forward. And it seems like the easier path or the better path is through a trade. Would you agree with that?
Right. I agree 100%. There's a forward on Dallas, Jason Robertson, the Wings could heavily use.
Well, between him, they could be ripe for the picking, and the other team could be the Rangers. The Rangers with Keandre Miller or Cooley could be had from there because they probably won't be able to afford him. So those would be the two teams that are most likely to be trade candidates for good young players.
Look, if you could get Robertson, do it.
Yeah.
Without question. I don't think there's anybody in town that would say, oh, that's a terrible trade to acquire that player. I mean, who knows what you'd have to give up to get him. But, yeah, it seems like if Dallas is entertaining that, it's because they're trying to cut salary because they've got signed to other players. So if they're doing that, they don't want to take on salary in return. So then you have to deal with a team that has draft capital and prospects. Hello, my name is Steve Yzerman. We have draft capital and prospects. And you have a player that we would love to have that the Red Wings could turn right around and give him an extension that he's deserving of, you know, getting north of $9 million a year.
From an unnamed texter, no team can afford two rush ends that are tops at their position on top five contracts. None. That's from an unnamed texter. I mean, you can, but you just have to deplete your resources everywhere else to afford it.
Well, you can, yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know if it fits necessarily for the Lions, but here's where it fits. It fits a team that has a young quarterback that's really good at still on the first contract. And it doesn't matter because then your number one resource is your quarterback, but he's really good. So you haven't had to pay him yet. Meanwhile, I've got a really good rush end, and now I can go out and get another rush end, and you pay them both big-time money. There are ways to do it. I'm not sure it works for the Lions. And yes, the Lions could do it, but down the road, you're going to have to make some incredibly tough decisions of players that you will not be able to re-sign.
248-539-9797. Why are we afraid of giving away Hutch's money? Doesn't he want the team to get better? Are we really worried about hurting his feelings? Has the team has all the leverage in that relationship, and they should use it accordingly. It's about winning, not feelings. There's some truth to that, but I would also say I would rather have the 24-year-old Aiden Hutchinson than the 30-year-old TJ Watt over the next 4 or 5 years.
I would agree with that.
So I would rather give the money to Hutch and have him into the prime of his career than an aging TJ Watt. And the feelings aren't like a huge part of it, but then Aiden Hutchinson becomes that player going into the last year of his contract who's not happy on his deal, and you might not be able to afford him. And now you're dealing with the problem that we've seen Cincinnati deal with and Pittsburgh deal with. Or you could just sign Hutch, add Za'Darius Smith, and move forward.
Yeah, it's interesting because...
or if you can get, TJ Watt to agree, yeah, I'll go play out of my contract there, then give up the high draft capital and go get him for this 1 year.
All four sports are being mentioned today, right?
Yeah.
And they're all being mentioned for similar reasons. It's all about making the teams better. You know, with baseball, it's adding by the trade deadline. We'll see what the Tigers decide what they're going to do. Top of mind right now, we've got NHL free agency that just began 25 minutes ago. NBA free agency began you know, less than 24 hours ago. And then we're bringing up the Lions because now you got this TJ Watt story. The biggest one, we haven't even mentioned this yet. There's a player out there in the NBA that just became a free agent that might be had at a cheaper price and to be delayed gratification, but would it make sense?
We'll get to that today at 12:31. Another edition of Are You Going to Eat That at 12:35. Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shift to a little bit of football.
Mm-hmm.
And John, you saw Terry Arnold's quotes. Says,
yeah, I'm going to be the best corner in the league. And I don't know that he gets there this year. That's probably more of a year three, year four, even year five when you bring up some examples. That's what it usually takes for a corner to emerge as a top corner in the NFL. But his development was sped along last year because he was put in some tough situations and at times came through, other times cost the team in terms of pass interference calls or just the inexperience of being able to defend a number one receiver.
You said you had a couple guys on defense that you think are breakout candidates. I got some on Ticket Text as well. Do you want to hear those first?
Yeah, let's let the people speak.
Scratch them off your card. Derek Barnes has a breakout season coming off an injury. I'm chesty, to use a word from the midday show. Says I'm chesty, saying he'll have 10 sacks and be used as an edge blitzer on passing down. Crazy thought, but I believe it. Is he a guy you were looking at?
Yeah, Derek Barnes would be one of them. And, you know, coming off an injury, you need him to be... His trajectory was on the rise. And then the injury happened. And I think this defense, and this is where Calvin Shepard and his ability to call the defense is really going to show. I think there's two linebackers, Jack Campbell and Derek Barnes.
That's the other name right here. It says, Brett, Lions breakout player will be Jack Campbell. He is going to be an absolute stud.
We heard about his athletic score, his RAS score coming out of Iowa, and saw him play at Iowa a number of times. Over the last 2 years, I've been a little bit more on the positive side of Jack Campbell than others have been. I think he's had a terrific first 2 years. year three for a linebacker, and this is kind of what we saw with Derek Barnes. Year three, he was starting to explode. And either of those guys can be somewhat interchangeable if you're trying to create more pass rush. Derek Barnes, if he's going to be lined up on the edge, yep, going to have to get after the quarterback. And maybe that is how they compensate for not adding an edge defender, a three-down edge defender opposite Aiden Hutchinson. Jack Campbell can also be used in that regard, whether he's rushing from a middle linebacker position, whether they actually line him up on the edge. We've seen that over the course of his young two-year career. I think both of those guys in tandem, when you have the athletic ability of both those guys, they can be interchangeable in how you use them, and that's what you have to have. You have to have, you know, some unique looks, and it could be the same look but with two different guys. Now, all of a sudden, everything changes for an offensive lineman and how they're trying to pick up blitzing linebackers.
The new defensive coordinator, what position did he coach prior?
Linebacker.
Might he have a few fun wrinkles with a room that he was gushing about last year at training camp?
No one will know that position group better than Kelvin Shepard.
So I think, without thinking too hard about it, it makes sense that they would unlock some of those linebackers as blitzers, pass rushers, edge guys, certain third down looks. So I think both those names check the box of guys that have untapped potential. Like, that's part of this too. When we really talk about breakout guys, it's who are guys that have more to give, who have not yet reached the ceiling of what they're capable of. And the defense has a few of those guys.
Well, the defense has, I mean, you could go down the list of
defensive
players.
I think the safeties have
kind
of hit what they are, which is all pro caliber dudes.
I think Brian Branch still has more.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a two-year guy. He's going into his third year. I think he is. Oh, I mean, what did we just say about another defensive back in terms of Terrion Arnold?
Unless he's Ronnie Lott, I'm not sure how much better he's going to get. I mean, he's phenomenal.
He is phenomenal, but I do think that there's more.
Okay.
And again, it's going to come down to how do they use him along with Kirby Joseph, because Brian Branch can play so many different positions.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be a matter of, do they have somebody else that can play that position? Or how do they structure the defense in terms of personnel? If you're able to put, Terrion Arnold, DJ Reed, Ennis Rakestraw, Amik Robertson out on the field, and now all of a sudden you've got Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch, like, there's a number of defensive backs on the field, a large number. How do you use Brian Branch uniquely in some of those situations? Because he could play anywhere on the field.
Texter says, what about Malcolm Rodriguez? Should I tell him or should you tell him?
Well, he's
out until like November.
Yeah, he's going to be out for a while.
Yeah, and then getting up to speed. Fan favorite, cult hero type of dude, right? Fell in love with him during Hard Knocks
player,
and all this
yeah.
stuff. Special teams, hard worker, all that stuff.
I think he's one of those guys where, yeah, you know what you're getting with him. He's probably peaked. And he could play at that peaked level for 3 or 4 or 5 more years. But I don't know, you're getting more.
Yeah, fourth or fifth linebacker on a team. Everybody needs to have him. Contributes all over on special teams. Mm-hmm. Has that option for this football team. 248-539-9797. The reason we're bringing this up on a day where it is free agency day, our teams aren't making blockbusters this minute, so we're also keeping this in mind. Terrion Arnold's quotes where he says that he will be the best corner in the league. You like that confidence, right? Like, I know some people will say, shut your mouth and do it before you say it, but you like that he said it.
I do. I like that he says it. You've got to have that feeling, and you've got to have that confidence, no matter what position you play, that you don't... I think in terms of his play last year, we saw that he has that confidence, because you get 5 PIs in the first 4 games, and there's a lot of guys that are going to go in the tank after that and not be able to recover until the offseason, until they get a chance to look at the film and things slow down. And he made adjustments on the fly. To me, that is the sign of a guy that has a lot of confidence. It's short-term memory. We talk about that all the time. That can be play to play. It can also be game to game. Game 1 to game 17, you need to be a much different player as a rookie than you were in week 1.
How much of that, too, is Dan Campbell? Because we would ask Dan, and he would be asked post-game about those PI calls early.
Yeah.
And he didn't sweat it. I mean, to know your coach isn't going to be riding you because you're going, what if I pick up another PI? Right? I'm sure some of that is the locker room and the coaching staff that you're on. Because if you know your coach is going to rip you a new one, if you get another PI, you may play more tentative and hesitant.
Right.
But they did not say, oh, we got to really get this guy in the workshop and clean up his game, and he can't be taking stupid penalties. It was, There's some subtleties we're working on, but we want him to be him. We want him to play aggressive.
Yeah, it's how do you use your hands when you're past that five-yard area? How do you position your body? And if all of those things are things that, you know, Terrion Arnold was able to improve on, now it's just a matter of, hey, I'm in position. What do I do now when I'm in position? And that ball is in the air, and I can read my receiver. I know he's going up for the pass. Like, at that point, what do I do? And it's not an easy thing. We talk about, okay, simply turn your head. That's one of the harder things to do as a corner because it takes a lot of faith, a lot of trust, a lot of experience. And coming into last year, how much experience did he have at the NFL level?
Zero. And if you turn your head and you're wrong, it's going to be a big play.
Yep.
Texter says, did he really say best in the league? Do we need to test him for CTE already? Kid has been nothing in the league and he's talking crazy. What are we even doing here?
Oh, come on.
He's not saying I'm currently the best in corner the in the
right.
league.
Or that I'm going to be the best corner this year. There's a lot of work to do.
No, I mean, he's the number two on his own team, and we're happy for that. I mean, John, the alternative, if they didn't make a move, I wouldn't feel comfortable with him as the number one corner this season.
No, but by week 10, I would expect to feel like he is as good as a number one corner on a team. Not in the NFL, but on this team. So
he'd be one of the 32 best, essentially, is what you're saying?
Yeah. I expect that. And if you have a guy like DJ Reed and Terrion Arnold that are both playing as a number one corner on a team, not in the NFL, but on a team, then you're going to be in good position. Breakout candidates. All right. Levi Onwuzurike.
I know it's like the boy who cried wolf with Levi. Like, this is the year for Levi. But the opportunity is there in the sense that you don't have Aleem McNeil to start the season. Tyleek is a rookie. DJ Reader, big dude, veteran player, probably not going to play a lot in the run-up to the season. So there's going to be reps for Levi. He's just got to put it together, man. We've heard it for so many off-seasons.
But what have I always said about, hey, when a coordinator leaves, what does that create? When an offensive lineman like Frank retires, what does that create? It creates opportunity. And Aleem McNeil, as much as we would love and we would wish and hope and pray and you know, we do clap our hands, rub them together like Mr. Miyagi and Karate Kid. Like, he's not coming back at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
So you're going to need Levi Onwuzurike to have a breakout season. And what does that mean? Does that mean he goes from 1.5 sacks, which is the most he's ever had in a season, to 5?
That'd be a huge jump.
It'd be huge. All right, Josh Pascal, most he's ever had is 2. Does he double that and get to 4, 5? Like, you need production from these guys. And that's why we talk about, you know, J-Mo going from 1,000 to 1,500 yards. That's a different level of breakout.
Yeah.
But for Josh Pascal, a breakout season might just simply be, one, healthy, Levi Onwuzurike, healthy, but to double or even triple their sack count. If you're going from 1 to 3, you're tripling your sack count, but you're going to need more than that from Levi Onwuzurike.
Just a reminder, phase 2 of All-Star voting runs through noon on Wednesday.
Phase two. Engage.
Yeah, it is engaged. We're right now phase 2 operational.
Yes.
So go vote for Javi Baez, Riley Green, and Gleyber Torres. They are finalists at their respective positions. Green and Baez in the outfield and Torres at second base.
God, it would be so amazing if Javi gets voted in and your starting center fielder in the game could be Javi Baez.
And it's an impossibility. Do you believe in miracles?
I mean,
it's impossible dream comes true.
It's just so far-fetched.
So far-fetched.
A year ago, you tell anybody that, they're laughing.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, that Javi Baez, regardless of position, would be a all-star. That's just, it's laughable based on what happened last year and the previous 2 years. It's laughable. Then you're going to say, oh yeah, no, not as a shortstop, as an outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll likely start in center field if voted in, because I would imagine you put Judge in right and Riley in left.
Yep.
That is amazing. And this is one of those things that is why I love sports.
You never know what's going to happen.
Never.
But I was pretty sure that wasn't going to happen, and now it's happening.
Yep.
So we'll see. Phase 2, engage, Detroit fans, go vote your guy in. 248-539-9797. It's Canada Day. We're talking about the best places to visit in Canada. Happy Canada Day for those over there in Windsor. In the meantime, Scott, we finished last hour by talking about TJ Watt, the possibility skip minicamp. He's not happy with his contract. And Adam Schefter said teams are coming at Pittsburgh because outside team interest is likely increasing because of Monday's trade when they traded Minkah Fitzpatrick, amongst others, Jalen Ramsey coming back. And all right, cool. Pittsburgh insiders, however, are saying Monday's deal has no bearing on Watt. But, I mean, look, you call, okay? I think you absolutely have to call. I think he would be $21 million against the Lions cap. They could fit him under the cap. Probably cost a, you know, first-round pick or whatever. But that's not even the point. You can survive without the first-round pick if you add him for a year. But this goes back to one of those things of how many moving parts are there. There's a lot of moving parts because it would include you would have to get him to agree to want to play here. If he doesn't want to play in Pittsburgh on this contract, does he want to play anywhere else on this his contract, right?
Well, I mean, obviously it's different playing in Detroit, which is a team that is expected to make noise in the playoffs, mm-hmm. compared to the Steelers, where you're not even sure if they're going to make the playoffs. It's just kind of a little bit of a dumpster fire what's going on over there in comparison to what's happened in Detroit, which is also another crazy thing to say.
Right.
Steelers are a dumpster fire. The Lions are the model of the NFL. It's crazy.
It really is.
Yeah, and there's different stages to that. So, yeah, you have to gauge interest would the Lions have the need? Yes. Move on to segment two. Would would he want to jump ship and come to a contending team? Let's assume that that's a yes.
Mm-hmm.
But three, is it only contingent on getting an extension? And can the Lions afford to give him an extension? Would he come to Detroit without an extension? Would he just be a straight-up rental player until his contract is up? And that's probably a no for him. He wants the extension because he can see. But then again, maybe he would play it out in Detroit, and then you hit the free agent market at the end of the season, and you can set the market because you're TJ Watt and you're outstanding. At the same time, though, the Lions still haven't signed Aiden Hutchinson to his extension. Micah Parsons still hasn't signed his extension with Dallas. And Micah Parsons is the one who's going to set it up, right? We have the baseline right now, $40 million. That's what Myles Garrett signed for. Trey Hendrickson hasn't signed his deal yet either. That's another one. Is this a case where there's a free agent market next year because it could potentially be flooded? Or is it not going to be flooded at all? Are these guys all just going to sign?
I think these guys are all going to re-sign with their teams. I think it's what's going to happen. This seems to be the song and dance we do every year. The one thing about it is, if you bring in TJ Watt, I feel like it can only be on a one-year contract. He's 30 years old. His clock is ticking on the second half of his career. Aiden Hutchinson is just getting started. You really can't afford to pay them both, most likely long-term. And you don't want to bring him in, sign him, and give the impression you're giving TJ Watt Aiden Hutchinson's money. Right now, they have the healthiest locker room situation they've ever had. If you can get him to agree to come in and not sign long term, that would be doable. That would certainly be doable. You can get Hutch's deal locked up. Watt can run it this year. But now, do I think this is going to happen? No, I don't think it's going to happen because I think this is just what happens
right. When
you are a free agent, a coveted free agent, and near the end, and you don't want to go on a last year without a deal, guess what?
It's the same conversation we had a few months ago when we talked about Trey Hendrickson. Can you fit him in? Sure you can. Can you fit him in long term? Sure you can. But it comes with some pain. If you sign both Hutchinson and, let's say, TJ Watt, you trade for TJ Watt, you sign him to an extension. You give Hutch, let's say, $40 million, Watt, $35 million, would that suffice both players? I'm not sure, but let's say for the sake of argument, it does. Great. Now you got them both there. Then Aiden shouldn't be upset with anything because he's making more money. However, it comes with a cost.
You can barely afford anything else.
Well, it's not that you can barely. It's that you are going to have to say goodbye to other players, which is the difficult part. You're going to have to say, well, it was nice to have Jameson Williams while it lasted, but we can't bring him back. Hey, Jahmyr Gibbs is really good for us, and he's outstanding, but we just can't afford to have him. You may have to make another decision on somebody else and say, hey, wow, really like having a good tight end, but I'm sorry, we just can't do it, man. We're going to have to draft another one and, you know, try to work that out. It comes with a lot of pain. Short term, it makes you the number one team to win the Super Bowl if you were to do this.
Yeah, well, you talk about feasibility. I just don't know how feasible it is.
And does Pittsburgh even want it? I mean, Pittsburgh said that they want to re-sign him.
Right. 248-539-9797. All right, let's get back to your open line calls. A free agency underway in the NHL, and we will be all over it. Any breaking news, we'll pass it along to you right here on 97.1 The Ticket. Let's go to Mike in Livonia on 97.1. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, dog?
What's up,
buddy? What's up, Gator?
Hey, man.
Hey, listen, going into the offseason, obviously watching Philadelphia Eagles wreck havoc with their D-line. I wanted a D-line so bad looking like that. So I wanted somebody opposite of Aiden, who just thought I was into the Max Crosby thing. And then I wanted Trey Henderson. And the more I thought about it, the more I listened to actually Pat put on the afternoon. And he talks about it all the time. So if you look at Jeff Goff's cap hit this year, it's $69.9 million, which is 28% of the cap. Aiden is about to be renewed probably by the end of this year, going into next year. So his cap hit is going to be huge. And for you to tie up that much money into the same position, which is two players, and not have enough money to basically supplement the players around them, it's just difficult. The way to approach this, if you're going to do it, is to draft somebody in the first round and have them for 4 years under that rookie contract, where if they're a stud opposite of Aiden, then great. Aiden is getting paid, and then eventually we make that call 4 years from now. But for us to constantly dream about trading for these players, I mean, Brad Holmes came out and said he's not doing that, and I could see why. I mean, for him to tie, let's just say if Aiden is worth $50 million a year at this point, or 40-something, and then let's say TJ wants another $38 million, $40 million. That's $80 million. That's a quarterback salary hit-wise going into the season. And it's just not feasable to run
I mean, you're basically correct. And the thing is, you can add, like, the Lions pass rush wasn't a problem for 4 weeks. Looked like it was going to be pretty good.
No, it did.
And then the injuries hit.
But what I'll push back on is the whole, you can't, you know, when people say you can't have two guys at the same position making that kind of money. Well, you can when they're on the field at the same time. Because what difference does it make how the money's allocated? If I have, you know, let's say he was playing middle linebacker instead, and he was going to get paid big time money. And then I've got a defensive end that's not. I mean, it doesn't matter. Money is just money.
But there is a cap, and you.
There's a cap. I understand that, and I've gone through why there's pain down the road. But it doesn't matter if it's the same position.
No, but it doesn't. I think his point was the same as yours. You're going to lose too many other players.
You could.
248-539-9797. More your phone calls and feedback coming up.
You got a real good chance of winning.
Well, you do. They got a real good chance of winning right now.
They do.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.